This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The Reverend Doug Smith joins me long on the long line from Richmond. He is the executive director of the Interfaith Center for Public Policy. Doug, how are you?
Doing great, Coy. How are you doing?
Very good. Now tell me how Christmas was at your house.
Christmas is a little wild at our house. We have an 11-month-old and a 10-month-old.
So that's why I'm asking.
So there was a lot of paper, ripping, a lot of box opening, and not a lot of interest in toys, but it was great.
Yeah. Oh, that's really exciting, though. That's a lot of fun. I remember those years. There's paper everywhere, and you're like, look at this. And they're like, I'd rather, chew on this little piece of whatever, and... a lot of fun. So
yeah, now anytime you leave a magazine anywhere, it's just ripped to shreds.
Yeah. The Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy. Doug, take a moment to remind the good folks what the organization is and a little bit about the mission.
Sure. The Virginia Interfaith Center really works with faith communities across the Commonwealth to develop a central strategy in order to address poverty and the working poor and a whole host of social issues. And we do that through grassroots education and moving public policy down to General Assembly and a little federal work, but mostly at the state level.
Yeah. And give us an example of some of the things that you've worked on in the past that you're particularly proud of.
Sure. When you go to the grocery store today, you pay less in taxes at the checkout. It's one of the things we did because we knew how much for low-income people food tax was taking out of their bills. We're probably best known most recently for our fight against payday lenders. We've reduced the number of payday loans in Virginia from about 2.3 million a year ago to half of that this year. And so we're really excited about that. And in our sights for this next General Assembly session, we're going to go after the car title lenders. They're kind of the kissing cousins of the payday lenders, charging over 300% interest as well.
Wow. And as far as the payday lenders, I remember when we were doing stories on that last year and even the year before, one of the things that surprised me most was how many families and of people in the service here in Virginia, men and women in uniform, they themselves or their family members were targets of these folks.
Well, that's right, Coy. In fact, it got so bad, Congress, thank goodness we had John Warner in the Senate at the time, Congress actually had to pass a law that said that payday lenders could not loan to enlisted military families because it had gotten so abusive. Unfortunately, car title lenders don't fall under that that same law, and today they're targeting our military families in a time of war. It's really very unpatriotic, but I'm confident this year the General Assembly of Virginia is going to do the right thing and cap car title lenders at 36% interest.
The Reverend Doug Smith is the Executive Director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy. And Doug, remind us of the website.
It's VirginiaInterfaithCenter.org. You can also reach us through our legislative tracking site, which is RichmondSunlight.com. If you're interested in legislation at the General Assembly, RichmondSunlight.com is a great way to track and comment on legislation, thanks in part to our good friend and blogger, Waldo Jaquin.
Yeah, Waldo was in this studio when he was giving birth to that website and talking all about it and all the late night hours that went into creating what is arguably the best state tracking website in the country.
There's not even an argument. Other states are dying to get their hands on the technology. And, of course, Waldo made it as open as he could, and we try to give that technology away to anybody that wants it. And
yeah.
I'll tell you, the state owes a big thanks to Waldo for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Doug, how did the car title lenders first tell us exactly what they do, and how did they slip through this legislation? Because it sounds like it would be applicable to what they do. But
yeah, you would think so. But essentially, right now, car title lending in Virginia is unregulated. And so they're actually using a statute that was really created for credit cards. It's an open-ended credit statute. And because they're abusing that statute, there is no real interest cap that they have. And so what they do is they lure people in with promises of free cash. They take your keys and your title, and before you know it, if you miss a couple of payments, they just take your car. We don't know how many cars are being taken in Virginia because they're not regulated, but we know in Tennessee that over 23,000 cars were repossessed in 2007 alone. That's a lot of families.
Yeah. And I guess you could make the point that these are people who are in bad financial straits as it is for them to even go to a place like this to get a loan like that. So when they lose their car, you could probably assume that in many ways, they've lost their livelihood. I mean, if they can't get to work.
Absolutely. I mean, right now the poverty rate in Virginia is hovering around 10.2%, and according to Brookings Institute, that's actually going to rise dramatically in 2011 and 2012. It'll probably take more than 10 years for us to fall back to those 2007 levels of 10.2%. So what that means for someone like Ray Klein, who works in Albemarle County with churches providing direct assistance, is that more and more of the cash assistance they're providing to families isn't going to rent and isn't going to heat. It's actually going to pay off these car title lenders who've trapped these families in debt.
Yeah. Now, what is your response to the folks who say, number one, nobody forced these people to sign these agreements and go to these lenders? They did this on themselves. Why does the government need to protect people from their own decisions? And number two, we don't need more regulation because that's part of the problem. You know, we just need to leave business alone and then everything will work out.
Well, you know, we used to hear that a lot about 2 years ago, but Coy, we're just not hearing a lot of people saying that banks and credit agencies shouldn't be regulated anymore. I think what we've learned in the last 2 years is that a lack of regulation and a lack of looking out for consumers is really not just bad for families and bad for communities, but it's pretty bad for the economy.
Yeah. Doug Smith, he's the executive director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy online at virginiainterfaithcenter.org. You can also check out richmondsunlight.com. What else are you going to be working on this session? What's front burner for you this year?
Yeah, well, we're also looking a lot at health care. We're not sure what Congress is going to end up doing in their final package, but we know it's going to have state implications. And then also, because the budget is so bad and we have a new and untested governor, we're sure that a lot of social services are going to have to be protected from the chopping block. So leading forward, we've got our social issues like payday lending and making sure that health care is more accessible and affordable for families. But overarching is this budget that's hanging out there, and we're going to have to make sure that the budget implications don't mean social services and localities get slashed so much that vulnerable families get put in a bind, really a worse bind than they're already in.
Yeah. What do you think this Bob McDonnell was in the House of Delegates for many years and is Attorney General, so you've worked with him for a long time and you've watched his career. What are your thoughts about how his administration will deal with this economic crisis that's not about to go away tomorrow? We all know that. And what do you think that means for the work that y'all do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Bob McDonald, he's untested as a governor, and so we'll have to see what his initiatives really are. His first weekend after the election, he indicated his two policy priorities were expanding the death penalty in Virginia and opting out of national health insurance reform. We were very disappointed in that, particularly given the budget implication of expanding the death penalty. Every death penalty case is probably around $2.2 million. So I'm not really sure where all that new money is going to come when we have a great option, which is life in prison without the possibility of parole. But, you know, I have a feeling that the governor-elect will be backpedaling from that a bit and really looking for a much more populist and centrist platform. That's what he ran on, and that's what we're hoping that he delivers. It's a difficult budget year. We certainly are building bridges and trying to work with the new administration to make sure that vulnerable families and important social services aren't hacked, aren't put on the chopping block for the sake of, you know, continuing to provide $42 million to coal companies for subsidies and things like that.
Yeah. Really interesting. Doug Smith, the Reverend Doug Smith, is the Executive Director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, online at virginiainterfaithcenter.org. And Greg is waiting patiently online, too. Greg, you're on with Doug Smith. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you? Hi, Doug Smith.
Hey, Greg.
I'm going to give you a perspective from a right-wing conservative, and I supported Bob McDonnell, and I'm hardcore, you know, free enterprise. But I will say I support you with this on payday lending. People get desperate, and they don't understand that the time and value of money and the snowball effect of debt that they incur. They're just in a desperate situation. I mean, personally, I haven't been employed much this year, and I'm leaning on credit cards. But what I think should happen is there should be a cap on the interest rate, and the person, before he gets the loan, needs to be, at that point, totally educated on time and value money and take a little test and understand it before the loan is allowed to take place.
Yeah, you know, Greg, I think that you've hit on a couple of very important points that you and I are going to have absolute agreement on. One is a lot of it's about education. People, you can explain it to them again and again. They don't really always understand what these interest rates mean in a practical reality. Some of it is, your second point, desperation. People get desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. They think they can pay this off, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks. But what we see time and time again is they just can't. But maybe the most important point you brought up, Greg, is that the way to address this is to cap the interest rate. 36% annualized interest should be enough for any business to make money. And we want these businesses making money. But if they can't make it at 36%, maybe they've got actually a business model problem.
Yeah. Greg, thank you for that.
I agree. I think 36 is too high. And here I'm all for free enterprise, but to me, this is a predatory thing, and I absolutely am opposed to it.
Greg, thank
you. Even though I'm a right-winger.
And we enjoy your calls. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling. We've got a line open, 977-1070. And you said you want to cap it at 36. Where are they now with their rates?
Well, right now there's really no cap, but generally those rates run about 300%.
300%?
Yeah, they do. And it's really hard to nail these guys down. It's like putting Jell-O on a wall because what they're doing is they're charging membership fees and they're charging little re-up fees. And it's just really hard to get to, but when you string it out annualized, and we should be annualizing all interest rates. It's called the Truth in Lending Act. It's a federal law. When you annualize this stuff, it comes out to usually over 300%. And, Coy, people don't believe that. But let me just say one other thing about Greg. You know, he's talking about being a good right-winger, and this issue knows no political party, and it knows no left or right. This affects families on the left and the right, working families, families looking for work, and it should be something that our General Assembly gets behind. No loan that bears collateral in the Commonwealth of Virginia should have an interest rate higher than 36%. I agree with Greg. It should be lower than that, but I'm willing to go to 36% just to say let's cap it there. Let's try to make it easier on families.
The Reverend Doug Smith is the Executive Director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy. You can learn a whole lot online at a great website, virginiainterfaithcenter.org, and there's also richmondsunlight.com. And if you're not familiar with richmondsunlight.com, you should really take it upon yourself to do that this General Assembly session and spend some time there. You can learn a great deal about what your representatives are doing in Richmond. It's a really fascinating way to track what they're doing, what they're working on. Doug, always great to talk to you, and Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Coy. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.